Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is something that happened when I was fresh out of college working my first real job. I had several college internships, but this job was one that I had really wanted. I had to move to a completely new state and city, and the interview for the job was intense. But it was a career that I had wanted, and I felt prepared, even though the jobs are pretty competitive. I was not the only person to be hired at this particular company. They hired 5 of us new employees for the department. Most of us were fresh from college. We would have to work our way up the ranks, and I knew that it might get a bit competitive. My goal was to just control what I could control and always work very hard. The company helped new employees get places to live, because it was common for employees to have to move around a lot. So after getting hired, I agreed to move into this new apartment and become roommates with a coworker. It was kind of weird because we were both just hired, and in some ways competing with each other for promotions in the future. The guy that I lived with was named Derek. He seemed pretty normal at first. He kind of gave me the impression that he was a little greedy and selfish though, but other than that, he seemed like a pretty normal guy for the most part. We started our new job at the same time, and we were kept pretty busy. By the time we would leave work, it would be nighttime. I would pretty much just go back to my room and then go to sleep. Our apartment was fairly nice. It was really new, and it had a living room and kitchen in the middle. Then on one side was my bedroom and bathroom, and on the other side was Derek's.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on, or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So we each had our own room and stuff. We didn't really interact with each other much, if at all, around the apartment. We didn't carpool to work or anything either. One time we did though, and he drove, and then he Venmo requested me $5 for gas, even though it was like a 5-minute drive. So I decided not to do that again. After living with Derek for like 2 months and working with him, I didn't like him at all. At work, I didn't interact with him a ton, but being in our group, I'd hear him say stuff. He wasn't a very likable guy. So nothing really crazy happened until like a month into the job. We had both been doing an overall pretty good job at work despite not getting along very well. I was proud of my performance to that point. I would get there early, leave late, and even do work at home sometimes. We had our folders with files and notebooks, as well as stuff on our work laptops. One morning though, I remember that I woke up and almost missed work. My phone was dead, and thankfully I somehow naturally woke up only like 15 minutes later than usual. I was so confused though, because I was sure that I had plugged my phone into charge when I went to bed. I mean, I did that every single night. However, I figured that I must have somehow forgot. I scrambled to get to work and was still on time. Several days later though, I was even closer to being late. I remember that I woke up to my alarm that was going off, except it was right at the time that I would normally leave, so I had no time to get ready at all. I went as quick as I could and was just able to make it. It was such a rush that it wasn't until later that I thought about how that could possibly happen. I would plug in my phone and set my alarm for the same time every morning. So why on earth would it not go off until like an hour later? Or how could I have possibly slept through it for that long? I'm not a deep sleeper. That's when I had the idea that maybe Derek messed with my phone. Maybe he was trying to get me fired or something. The phone couldn't just have the alarm go off so late on its own. That made no sense. So that night when we were both home from work, I told Derek about what happened. I didn't accuse him, but I was just saying how it didn't make any sense. His response really ticked me off. He said, "I don't know, man, that's your problem. Learn how to wake up on time or maybe you shouldn't be working here." So a few days went by without anything strange happening. Then, one morning when I woke up, All my files were out of my folder and on the floor. They had been organized, and now they were all out of order, which was pretty important. So I had to reorganize them before work, which almost made me late again. I knew at that point that Derek was messing with me, even though, on a slim chance, maybe the folder had just fallen off the desk because it had been on the edge of it. But things wouldn't get messed up that much. So that day, after work, I accused Derek. I told him to stop messing with me. He said that I was just a disorganized slob, and I was crazy for accusing him. I thought about what I could do. I couldn't report Derek to work or anything because I didn't have sure proof, and I knew that Derek would probably make something up about me if I did. So instead, I tried to take measures to prevent Derek from messing with me. I couldn't do anything drastic like stay up all night to try to catch him. I needed to get to bed at a decent time to be up early and get rest. I also couldn't install a lock on my bedroom door because our apartment prohibited it. And for some reason, the bedroom doors didn't have locks on them, which makes no sense. Just the bathrooms had locks. So I decided to sleep with my phone under my pillow. That way, if Derek tried to grab it, I would wake up. I also kept my files hidden in my room. One night, I did stay up like an hour later than usual, pretending to sleep, hoping to catch Derek. But nothing happened that night. For like a week, things were good. Then, one night, Derek really did it. I woke up to find that my work laptop had been unplugged and was dead. Also, my work clothes, which were a suit and tie, were all wrinkled. It was like somebody had deliberately messed them up. I was so mad that I wanted to punch Derek in the face. I went out into the kitchen area and started yelling at him. He denied everything and then just walked away back to his room and said that he didn't care. I threatened to report him, and he said that nobody would believe me. He told me I was delusional. Good thing for me, I had other clothes I could wear, and I could charge my laptop just enough before leaving. So I went back to my room and got ready for work. But it was like Derek was trying to sabotage me into getting fired or quitting or something. Or else he just hated me for some reason. I wanted to move out of the apartment badly, but we had a lease, and I couldn't prove that he had done anything wrong, really. I wasn't quite sure what to do. I started hiding everything. I was keeping my phone, laptop, and work clothes as well as files hidden. I was putting other things in places where it would be really loud to move them. One night, I actually sort of caught Derek. I woke up to a sound in my room. When I opened my eyes, it was very dark, but I saw movement. I quickly turned on the lamp next to my bed and saw Derek sprinting out of the room. I yelled at him, but he was back in his room within seconds. I got up and followed him out, but he had like a 10-second head start on me. When I got to his room, he was in bed pretending to sleep. I called him out for being in my room, and he pretended that I had just woken him up and got all mad at me. He claimed I was crazy, so I went back to my bedroom at that point. I still didn't have any proof of anything. Over the next few days, nothing else crazy happened. Maybe after that close call for Derek, he decided to take a break from messing with me. But then, something unexpected happened. During the workday, I heard that Derek had been fired. I hadn't seen him in a few hours, and another coworker said that he had been harassing a female coworker. He had violated the rules and was let go. So the rest of the workday after that was several more hours. When I got back home that night, Derek was gone. However, the entire apartment had been trashed. My stuff and the furniture that came with the apartment was all messed up and all over the floor. He smashed the TV, broke several lamps, and tables were tipped over. And my bedroom was the worst. He really took his time with that. I took pictures of all the damage and reported it to the apartment. I was told that Derek would be prosecuted by the apartment as well. After that, I never saw him again. He was definitely the worst coworker as well as roommate that I ever had. My name is Amelia, and I have a very scary experience that I would like to share.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
So it all started about 3 years ago when I moved into a new apartment. I needed a roommate to be able to afford the rent. So I found this girl on Craigslist to live with me named Sarah. She was the same age as me and seemed pretty nice at first. Our apartment was not in the best part of town, and the apartment wasn't that great either. We had a 12-month lease, and about a month in, I was fortunate enough to get a much better job. So I was making more decent money now, and I could not wait for the lease to be up so that I could get my own place. I would also be able to get a place that was a little bit nicer. Now, Sarah was overall a decent roommate. She worked at a gas station in town, but some of her friends seemed kind of sketchy. They would come over here and there. Sarah and I really didn't become friends, but we were friendly enough with each other for the most part. So, I remember that at one point, Sarah got fired from her job. I would just see her around the apartment all the time, and when I asked her, she said that she had gotten fired like a month ago. I told her sorry, and I hoped that she could find another job and stuff. Now, a while after this, one night, I was home by myself because Sarah was gone. It wasn't that unusual, and I didn't really know or care where she was. But when it was getting late, I got a text message from her asking if I could give her a ride. I asked her where she was. Then she called me. When I answered, she appeared to be crying and said that I needed to come and get her now. I asked her what was going on, and she said that she didn't know where she was and she was stranded. Then she said that she would send me her location. So she sent it to me from her phone. When I looked, it appeared as though she was in a park by a lake. I said that I would come and get her and asked her why she was there and what happened. Between sobs, she said that she was going to her new job and her car broke down, but she got out to walk. Then she said that she got lost. That's all she gave me. I hadn't known that she had gotten a new job, and clearly she was very emotional. I didn't know exactly what was going on, but I figured that I should try to help her out. So I got in my car and began driving to the location. It wasn't that far away, only like 5 minutes. I had never been to that park before, though. It was off a quiet road, and when I entered and got into the parking lot, it was completely empty and very dark. There was just a couple of dim streetlights in the far corners of the parking lot. Past the parking lot, there were a few trails, but I couldn't really see anything. Most of them went into the woods. I called Sarah and asked her where exactly in the park she was. She told me that she went down the path kind of far and got lost. I was starting to get annoyed. I was looking at her location on the phone, and I didn't know if it was 100% pinpoint accurate, but it looked like she was a little bit farther in. So I started walking down the path, and it was honestly pretty creepy. I was pretty sure that the park was now closed, and I didn't even know if I was allowed to be there. So I kept walking and hoped that I would hear or see Sarah. I called out to her a few times, but heard nothing. I was following the location and trying to figure out where on the paths I should go. I kept going. Then I suddenly heard a noise not that far away. I stopped and called for Sarah. No one answered me. I didn't know if maybe it was an animal or another person. I looked to the spot. Things were silent for a few moments. Then, out of nowhere, I saw this man emerge from the woods and start walking towards me. I heard footsteps down another path nearby that connected and looked over to suddenly see another man. I had no idea who they were, but they both looked sketchy and walking right towards me. I had a bad feeling about it and turned around. The men both sped up and that caused me to take off running. I'm pretty fast, but they seemed to be gaining on me as I ran, at least one of them was. I didn't know why they were even chasing me or who they even were. I felt like I was running for my life though. It was an extremely scary feeling. Still, one of the men was able to catch up with me. I felt him grabbing me and he tried to tackle me to the ground. I had almost made it to the parking lot at that point, but not quite. He sort of succeeded because I fell, but he also fell and lost grip of me. My feet were towards his head, so while I was on the ground, I kicked at him and got him in the face pretty good. Meanwhile, the other guy who was much slower was now reaching us. I got to my feet and took off running again. Both men then started to chase after me. I ran even faster now than before if that was possible. Both men were soon gaining on me though and about 10 feet back. I wasn't sure what to do. I didn't think that I would be able to make it to my car and get inside without them catching me. So I ran through the parking lot and then kept running past my car. The men were still gaining on me and getting closer. I kept running all the way out to the road. Then I got lucky. I saw headlights of a car approaching. And this road was usually very quiet at this time of night. I didn't care, and I just started sprinting towards the headlights. I was right in the middle of the road, and the car started to stop and honk at me. But also, the men behind me now stopped chasing me because of it. They were a ways back and kind of at the entrance of the parking lot. I started yelling loudly for them to call the police. The person in the car seemed confused, but now that the men were backing away, I took out my own phone and dialed the police. I stayed in the street and told them what was going on. I didn't see the men anymore, but was afraid to go to my car again in case the men were hiding in the bushes or something. So I stayed in the street, and the person who was driving the car rolled down their window just a crack. It was a woman who asked what was going on. I told her that I was being chased by men, and I was on the phone with the cops. The lady then asked if I was okay, and saw that I had scraped my leg. I noticed that it was bleeding from when the men had tackled me on the path. I hadn't even noticed to that point. I was feeling a little more brave after talking to the woman. I told her where my car was and said that I was going to try to go to it. Then I ran for my car and thankfully was able to make it. I didn't see the men at all, but I knew they were probably close by. After getting inside my car, I locked the doors and wasted no time and drove out of there. I came back minutes later, though, to talk to the police when they arrived at the park. The officers also went in and found my roommate Sarah, who was in the park still. Then they located the two men. It turns out it was all a setup. Sarah was not lost, and she was not even hysterical. She was friends with the two guys, and she lured me out there so the three of them could rob me. She knew that I was making a lot more money than her, and the two guys, I guess, were friends with her from buying and selling drugs. The men, as well as Sarah, all had illegal drugs on them, which they ended up getting charged for. The attempted robbery charges ended up being dropped, which made me mad, but I have not seen Sarah since, and she got evicted as well. I just hope that I never see her or her friends again. When I was in college, I got matched with a random roommate my first year. I was new to the university, and it was a pretty large school. My roommate was this guy named Matthew. Instantly, he seemed a little strange. Really, he just seemed unfriendly. He did not seem shy or awkward at all. It was like he just didn't want to talk to me. And that was apparent pretty much right away, so I kind of just did my own thing.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We did not have any classes together or anything, so we'd just be gone during the day and come back later. Then we would do homework or whatever on our separate sides of the room, and nobody would say anything. I got used to it after a few days, and it was fine with me for the most part. Overall, besides the communication, he was a good roommate. Both of our sides of the room were clean, and he wasn't loud or crazy or anything. And on most weekends, he would go home. So I would have the entire room to myself, which was nice. So, about 2 months or so into the school year, something really weird happened one night. I got back to the dorm at like 8 p.m. I had been in the dining hall and then hung out with some friends in a lounge area and did some homework. When I got back, Matthew appeared to be gone. I didn't see him in the room. A few hours went by and he still wasn't there. By now, it was getting to be time to go to bed. I still didn't really think much of it though. I was just hanging out, sitting at my desk in the corner and playing video games with my headset on. At about 11 o'clock, I got tired and then was going to go to bed. However, that's when I was looking around the room and I noticed something. I saw movement under Matthew's bed and then I realized Matthew was there. He was hiding under his bed. He had a mini fridge under there as well as a large storage box, so it was hard to see, but he was behind them. I was so confused. He had been there for hours now, and I hadn't heard a peep or seen him. It also seemed like he was looking at me. I called him out, asking what he was doing hiding under the bed. He came out and then played it off as a game. He said that he just wanted to see if I would notice him, and he gave a kind of nervous laugh. I said, yeah, but for 3 hours? He then said that he was going to bed and left the room to brush his teeth. I was weirded out by the whole thing, but what could I do? For a few weeks, nothing else strange happened that I was aware of. It was pretty much the normal routine, and we still didn't talk much or anything. But then, one night, I remember that we both went to bed at around the same time. All the lights went out, and I fell asleep pretty quickly. The next thing I knew, I was waking up randomly in the night. I didn't know why I had woken up. All the lights were still off, and I didn't hear anything. But then, I got the sense that I was being watched, and my eyes slowly started to adjust to the dark. I turned over in bed to get more comfortable, and that's when I saw Matthew standing there. He was holding something in his hands. It looked like a hammer, and he was sort of holding it up, almost as if he was going to hit me or something. He was standing just a couple of feet from my bed. I jumped back in bed when I saw him as a reaction. He moved away back towards his bed at that point. Then I asked him what on earth he was doing. He said that he was just fixing his bed. I was just like, what? He said that there was a loose nail in his bed, and he was trying to fix it quietly but didn't want to wake me up. I didn't believe it for a second. He then said that he thought he might have woken me up, so we went over to see. I just said okay and tried to act normal, because this guy had a weapon in his hands and I didn't want to make him angry. He said sorry and then put the hammer down and went in his bed. I couldn't fall asleep after that for the longest time. I mean, if on the slightest of chances what he was saying was true, then why would he be hammering in the pitch dark? The next morning, I went and requested to move out and get my own dorm room. Those things take time though, so I would have to continue living with Matthew. I should have reported him, but I didn't want to at the time. I didn't know what his deal was, but I just wanted to stay away from him. For the next few nights, things were fine. Then, much sooner than I expected, I was granted a new room. So one day, when Matthew was gone, I just moved all my stuff and left. I never saw him again. Something really crazy happened when I was in college. So, during my freshman year, I got paired with another girl to live with in the dorms. We were supposed to be roommates and share what was a pretty standard dorm room. I met her on move-in day and she seemed alright. Her name was Sydney and overall, I didn't know much about her. We only briefly talked that first day and she seemed to be gone a lot for the next few days. I had some classes and other stuff, but even when I was back at the dorm, I didn't see her much. Finally, when she got back from her classes on like the second or third day, I talked with her for like 10 or 20 minutes to get to know her. She seemed fairly uninterested, but overall was not rude or anything. For the next couple of weeks, she would be gone like all the time. She would pretty much just get back really late and then go to sleep. Most of the times, she would get back after I was already asleep. I would only know she was back because I would either wake up from her getting back, or I would get up the next morning and she would still be sleeping. Then, one day, I came back from my classes, and all Sydney's stuff was just gone. It was like she had completely moved out. I figured that she had dropped out of the school or something. She hadn't said anything to me at all. Maybe she had gotten another room, perhaps. I didn't know anything about it, but we had exchanged numbers when we first met, so I texted her asking what had happened. However, she never responded. I was kind of happy about this, because she was gone all the time anyways. Now I had the whole room to myself, and I had made some other friends there as well. Over the next few days, I rearranged the room, because now I had twice as much space as before. It was great, and I really enjoyed it. For the rest of the semester, I had the entire room to myself, and into the second semester as well. I even got a little more furniture now that I had my own place. So now, fast forward to almost the end of the school year. It was like April, and I was woken up in the middle of the night to the sound of my door opening. I was really creeped out. I was sure that I had locked the door. It was completely dark, so I didn't know who it could be. I looked over and saw a figure entering my room, but couldn't make out who it was. I was terrified. Then the lights turned on, and I saw Sydney standing there. It was the biggest surprise ever. She said, "What the F did you do to the room?" I said, "Where were you the last 6 months?" Sydney had a backpack and several bags with her. She said that she was at her boyfriend's in a tone as if I was stupid for not knowing that. Duh, I guess. I didn't know that she even had a boyfriend or anything, and she never responded to my text when I asked her what happened. I told her that I didn't know that and how I had texted her, but she said that she must have not got it. She started unpacking her things right there, and then I had to move all my stuff back to my side of the room. I was so mad. Even though it was late in the school year, I requested a new room the next day and was able to get one pretty shortly after. Sydney, as it turns out, had never dropped out of the school, and she still had a key to the room. She had moved in with her boyfriend and had lived with him the entire time. I guess they broke up, and she just moved right back in the middle of the night, mind you. Well, I found out later that she failed like 8 classes and ended up dropping out anyways. It was really scary though when she just entered my room out of nowhere in the middle of the night. When I was in college during my junior year, I lived in a house with another guy. His name was Sam and we had met the year prior in a class project. I had a good amount of friends in college, but I wasn't able to find a good living situation. Because for a while, I didn't know if I was going to be transferring schools or staying. I ended up staying, which I was happy about, but I was kind of late to find a place for the following year. It was pretty much a situation where I would have to live in the dorms again. But then the guy I had a class with kind of randomly asked me if I knew where I was living, and I said no. So he told me that he needed a roommate for a house that he was living in. I pretty much said yes right away. I felt like I had gotten lucky at the situation, and I didn't know Sam very well other than the class that we had together. We had never hung out or anything, but I figured that it would be fine. So, the house was pretty small and old, but other than that, it was better than the dorms. It had an upstairs with two bedrooms and a bathroom. Then downstairs was another bathroom, a kitchen, living room, and a dining room. After moving in, things started out fine. I didn't really do much with Sam, we mostly kept to ourselves, but I didn't have a problem with him at all, and he was cool. However, several months into living there, some strange things started happening. One night, I remember that I heard a door keep opening and closing downstairs. It was really weird. It was like it kept opening and then closing right away, non-stop. It creeped me out, so I got out of bed and went to look. By the time I got downstairs, though, nobody was there. It was so weird. I went back upstairs, and Sam's door was closed, so I assumed he was asleep. I didn't know how to explain the noise, but I was able to go back to bed a while later. Now, like a week or so after that, I remember that I was woken up to the sound of somebody knocking on my bedroom door. I thought that it had to be Sam, obviously. After waking up, I asked what he wanted, but he didn't answer me. I got up and went over to the door and opened it, but nobody was there. It was really strange. Then, later on, one time when I was doing homework late at night, I heard footsteps downstairs. I assumed that it was Sam, but then he texted me asking if I was downstairs. When I said no, he said that he heard someone down there. I did as well, and it really creeped me out. So I remember that we both went downstairs and looked all around, but didn't find anyone. It was really strange, and we even considered calling the police, but decided not to. So some really weird things had been happening around the house. I talked with Sam for a while about it, and he claimed that he had heard some strange things too. Then things got even worse. One night, I heard a loud banging on my bedroom door. It was like somebody was trying to break the door down. I didn't want to open it, but it wasn't locked or anything. After it stopped, things went quiet for a while. Then I finally went over and looked. When I opened the door, nobody was there. It was very strange how all these weird things were happening. I didn't even want to live in the house anymore. Then, one night, shortly after that, I got added on Snapchat by a guy from our school. I knew him because he was friends with Sam, but I wasn't really friends with him. After adding him back, he texted me and asked me if strange things were happening in our house, and I said yes. The guy then told me that it was all Sam. He said that Sam had told him how he pretends to make the house all scary. He said he did that because he thought it was funny and he didn't like me, and he also hoped that I would get scared and move out. Apparently, this guy had had a falling out with Sam for some reason, and they were not friends anymore. So now this guy wanted me to know the truth. He also said that he had even helped Sam once. I think it was the time when we both heard somebody downstairs.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Anyways, I was shocked to hear it, and I wasn't sure if I should feel better or worse about this. I decided to confront Sam about it the next day. At first, he denied it, and then he tried to play it off as a joke. We argued briefly, and then we went our separate ways. For the rest of the time that I lived there, I barely spoke to Sam at all, but also nothing else strange happened.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.